VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ethiopian Airlines says searchers have recovered both flight recorders from the plane that crashed Sunday, killing all 157 people on board. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
An airline official has told the Associated Press that the plane's key communications device, the black box, is partially damaged and that investigators will see what they can retrieve from it. Red Cross workers, meanwhile, at the crash site are slowly picking through the widely scattered debris near the blackened crash crater, looking for the remains of 157 lives, while heavy machinery digs for larger pieces of the plane. Forensic experts from Israel have now arrived to help with the crash aftermath, although Ethiopian authorities will lead the probe into the crash, assisted by the US, Kenya and others. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Eyewitnesses say there was smoke trailing behind the plane when it crashed Sunday morning. All 157 people on board died. The flight left the airport in Addis Ababa just after 8:30 in the morning. It crashed about 6 minutes later. Passengers from 35 countries were on the flight. Ethiopian Airlines has now grounded its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX 8 jets. The United States on Monday placed sanctions on a Moscow-based bank jointly owned by Russian and Venezuelan state-owned companies for its support for Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro and the country's state-controlled oil industry. Algeria's presidency said Monday that longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will not seek a fifth term as president, despite filing the paperwork last week. Algerian media also reported that Bouteflika has named the interior minister as the country's new prime minister and has charged him with forming a new government. The presidency also announced that elections initially scheduled for April 18th will be postponed. This is VOA News.